Okay! Okay, I need to get back the momentum to do it in the car, okay? So I have left my camera in the car now. So that every time I got free time, I stop my car somewhere, I will do a video for you. Okay, so if you follow my Telegram group, I have a Telegram group, okay? So I will encourage you to follow because I share some secrets inside. So if you follow my Telegram group, if you are a member, you'll realize that I actually keep a collection of videos inside my members' video and I don't release it. I release it in a consistent manner. Means like every weekend I will try to release one of the members' video, but I will put all the videos there first. Due to some of the reasons, the video will not have title, will not have thumbnail in the members' video. So when I want to release, then I will add a title, I will add a thumbnail. Okay, so this is to protect the content because nowadays content very precious, topic very precious. Don't want people to copy, okay? So let's go! Okay, so today this topic we're gonna talk about how will your property price go down? Okay, we're not talking about the whole market, we're not talking about like the whole Singapore, the whole private property, no. We're just gonna talk about your specific project. I don't want to talk about the specific unit, but I want to talk about the specific project. Okay, the unit one, we leave it to the next content. Okay, so number one, as usual, everyone knows, it's called no demand or too much supply. Okay, sometimes it's not that people don't want to buy your house, it's that your project got too much supply. So too much supply means what? Means like this specific type, this specific size, a lot of people want to sell. Or your project is the newer project. Newer project, when there is more investor, you'll realize that actually more people want to sell compared to projects that got more homestay owner. Okay, so this one actually goes back to the demographics of the project also. So actually there is system that we can check. If the demographic of the project is there's a lot of homeowners, there's a lot of locals, a lot of Singaporeans, they don't buy for investment, then this project is, to me, is considered safer. Safer meaning that there will be less of this investor inside. Okay, so why less investor is better? Because when market is not doing so well, investor will actually want to sell their unit. And actually, when you invest in the unit, you always want to find tenant. So basically, when renter is not doing well, you will realize that, maybe cannot find tenant or the rental is dropping, cannot cover mortgage. Then you will think about selling it away. Or maybe towards your lease, for example, your lease is ending already. Then the last 2 months, you will also try to sell. So all these things will actually increase the supply in terms of the number of units selling the condo. So this is a common issue lah. So if you realize that some of the CCR areas or RCR areas that is very highly situated, I don't want to say names, but highly situated with renter and investor, you realize that their price always gonna stuck one because a lot of their units are all renting out one. So you see a lot of Japanese, a lot of Caucasians, a lot of Koreans, whatsoever, okay? So those condos are condos where you realize that their price is very volatile. So if you own one of these condos, you will realize that your price can drop easier compared to the other condos. Okay, as for no demand, this is very different from too much supply. No demand means that nobody want to buy this place, or this price nobody want to enter, or this place is not good enough. Okay, so when we say that no demand, not good enough, it actually goes down to point two. Point two to me is this place has no future development, no attraction to buyers anymore. Okay, so a lot of times when you buy a certain project, you realize this project maybe there is no future development or there's no future anymore in terms of this project or this location. I'm trying my best not to, because I have thoughts about which condo fall into this category, but I try to be very careful because later I accidentally say something that can let you all relate back to the condo, so I try not to do it. So most importantly to me is that this place must have future development, must have things to look forward to. If not, this place knows, this place like there's some places or if you realize there is not just one project, there is many, many, many condos together. When there's many, many, many condos together, right, it will also fall into the category of too much supply, okay? And when that happens, you realize that if your condo in terms of comparison to others is not good enough, or there's no unique selling point, or you are the oldest out of everybody, or you are the worst out of everybody, then you realize that this no demand problem will fall into your condo, okay? So actually, the basis starts from no demand, okay, or too much supply. But in the basis of no demand and too much supply, right, there is like a mind map to it. So why this project has too much supply? Why this project have no demand? Or why this project have too much supply? Is it just the project itself, or is it a cluster of project? Okay, so this topic is quite complex, lah, I will say. I try to make it as easy as possible, but while doing the video, I realized that it's more complex as it is. And why am I doing this video, right? It's also because I think it's time to release this video. It's time to talk about this topic, like how property price can drop, lah. Okay, another major issue that I realize is that some projects, they are too old, or they are not too old, but their maintenance fee is high. Okay, so why I say too old and not too old? Some projects, when they are very old, their maintenance fee increase because they need to upkeep, they need to repair this, repair that, whatsoever. Some projects, they are not old, they are newer, but their maintenance fee is already high. So I realize maintenance fee is always a blockage or a barrier for a certain condo to have like difficulty or have like no demand. Because a lot of times people go and view the condo. After they view the condo, they may like the condo or they may not like the condo. But I realize that the first comment that they give me is, wow, the maintenance fee is high. So people get bothered about how much they need to pay on a monthly basis. So this is to me, it's quite a major issue lah, because I know projects that maintenance fee is like $1,000 over, two bedroom maintenance fee about like $700-$800. So these are problems that is arising, and through inflation throughout the years, right? Some projects the maintenance fee start to increase. Okay, so this is some of the very challenging problem. So if you stay in this kind of condos, if you realize that the maintenance fee start to increase, or the AGN, during the AGN there is a discussion, they got not enough sinking fund, they need to repair this, repair that, actually is a good sign to leave. I mean, at least this is what I feel. Okay, then just now we talk about like comparison. Okay, so when I talk about like, it may not be your project, it may be like a cluster, meaning that in this cluster, right, there is like 5 to 6 projects. Okay, this is times where comparison comes very important. So if you don't really compare your project, or you realize that you buy a project in an area, but you don't make good comparisons on like, okay, why this project is better than the other 3, or why this project is better than the other 4. I think this is important, okay? Because the comparison is going to make a big difference. I think in Singapore, there is a few areas like this around Singapore, okay? If you watch my video 3-4 years ago, I did mention this lah. To me, this is called cluster problem. Cluster problem means like in this area, there is many, many condo projects. So how to stand out from this project? Okay, there's some projects that I feel that it's not doing very well, but surprisingly, it's selling well, but I thought it's not going to do well. Then after I visit the project, after I visit the unit, then I realized that, okay. Then I visit another one next by, why this project do well is because of this. So this is things that we discover along the way through experience. So we realize that comparison is very important, because if a buyer decides to buy this area, they also will go to this area and compare the different project, compare the units, and they will choose the one that is most suitable or the one that they feel that is the best. Okay, so this is a very, very important thing now. When we talk about best, Okay, best is not best in your opinion. So a lot of times, right, some buyers are they may have some special preference. Then they will feel that, okay, this is best for them. Okay, I understand that this is best for you. You buy it, we respect your decision, no problem on that. But today's topic, right, we are talking about very rational and very realistic and very materialistic. We are talking about why this condo price will go down or why this condo will make money. So we have to be very direct, very cruel and very crude to it, okay? So your personal opinion in this perspective or in this topic is not important. The most important thing is the majority opinion, the professional opinion, the majority opinion plus the professional opinion. Okay, why do I say so? The majority will have something that they prefer. The majority will have something that they like. So it's important to choose something that most people like and not just because you like. And why professional opinion is important? Because if a lot of times you will realize that customer have agents because they need opinions. Because they want the agent to share with them okay, this one, how do you feel? This one, how do you feel? So if majority of the agents okay, I wouldn't use the word professional because like y'all say, some of the agent not professional ma. But majority of the agent or majority of the agent is going to be professional. Okay, just kidding. Okay, so anyway, the majority of the agents must feel and prefer that this is a good one. So a lot of times, right, this one boils down to a few things. Number one, this one boils down to the upkeep of the condo. So the upkeep of the condo, the facilities in the condo, whether is it maintained well enough, is the management doing a good job, is the residents doing a good job. Sometimes all the residents, they are not willing to pay, they are not willing to repair this, repair that, you know. They are okay to live in such condition. They only care about what is in their unit, which is normally not enough lah, okay? Or some residents, they like to choose the majority of them choose a very amazing color from the condo. Okay, this is also another big problem. Next one is the layout of the condo. So if your project have very bad layout, don't have those good floor plan. Like majority of the floor plan, majority of the layout is not squarish. This condo got this angle, that angle. That condo, the way it's being positioned, not good. Got west sun. Toilet too small waste a lot of corridor space blah 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 feng shui issue balcony too big Okay, if your condo have this majority problem this layout problem, then you need to go and compare with your surrounding. So again, we go back to comparison. Compare with your neighboring project and ask yourself, out of your neighboring project, is yours still better than the neighbor? If the neighbor one better, means that the neighbor one is going to be stronger. The majority will prefer your neighbor one. Then if I'm you, I will buy your neighbor one. I won't buy the one that you like, because the one that you like is not the... it's not the best out of the best. So sometimes it's not about your opinion. It's about getting the best out of the best of the majority opinion. Okay, so that's it for today's video. Actually, I write down a list, but I realized that this list intersect each other. There's a lot of cross-references, there's a lot of relationship, and eventually you realize that the demand and supply of a condo, a demand and supply of a certain project, actually determines the price of the project, whether this condo price will drop or not. But there is a lot of factors and a lot of reasons that actually affect the supply and demand of that specific condo. Okay. So I think now it's time to go and think about it. If you already passed your SSD period, you thinking about changing your flat because you are on the investment direction and whatsoever, I think now is a good time to plan ahead. Okay, now is a good time to think about whether your condo fall into this good category or not good category. Okay, because these are reasons why your property may be harder to sell than other people, and when it's harder to sell, when there's no demand or there's too much supply, then you realize that people will start to drop price in order to sell, and when people drop price, new benchmark will come out. New benchmark will come out means that price will keep dropping and dropping and dropping. Okay? So it takes nothing but less than a second just to click the like button, and it's for free. Okay, so please click the like button, support my video so that I see more likes, I feel more happy, I'll do more video. Okay, and hit the subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode, and bye bye.